right, welcome back to the KNBR pregame show. Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, and our guest, you can follow him on Twitter at Mark W. Sanchez and read his work on KNBR.com. Let's welcome in Mark Sanchez. How you doing, Mark?
Doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing Mark. Great.
Good.
We're
good,
doing
good.
Great. One of the first things I wanted to talk to you about were these umpires checking for foreign substances. We see pitchers now with brand new gloves. We see pitchers with brand new hats, and they're getting checked with their belt. Analytics is showing that this is working because the analytic numbers are falling down. I'd like to hear what your viewpoint is.
Yeah, the spin rates are way down. Offense is way up, which I'm sure baseball is happy with. And honestly, I think a lot of fans are happy with. A lot of offenses are happy with, especially. It is appropriate that Alex Wood is starting tonight because he's, maybe the one giant implicated here, that he sort of suggested that, he has adjustments to make because he hasn't had the same type of grip on the ball that he had at the beginning of the year. He said he's never used those substances to, hike his spin rates, but just to get a grip on the ball, and that's been an adjustment for him. At the same time, I think, if you look at the numbers, the Giants are affected their pitching, their spin rates a little bit. It's gone down, but their offense has gone way up. Talking with Wilmer Flores earlier, who's batting about 100 points higher against breaking pitches this month than he had previous months. And he's like, yeah, well, sometimes it would be, as if a machine were throwing the ball earlier because, sliders are moving that much. So I do think that, it's an adjustment for everyone, but the Giants seem to be doing better than most, I would say.
So, Mark, where are we going to see most of this? Because, look, last night Minaya was terrific. I mean, he just threw the ball really well. Cueto was terrific last night. He had his out pitch going, whether it was the changeup or the splitter, whatever it was. So where do you think we're going to see the biggest change in the spin rate? Is it going to be middle relief? Is it going to be closers? Where are we going to see it?
Anyone with the big-time curveball, with the big-time slider that, pitches hadn't really moved like that previous to maybe this year and last year. It's can come from all over. I mean, you're seeing with Garrett Cole, you're seeing with Trevor Bauer that some of the top starters are implicated. I'm sure some of the relievers are implicated too. But I mean, across the league, sliders and curveballs are percentage-wise are down, and changeups are up, which actually bodes pretty well for the Giants because they value the changeup so much with guys like Logan Webb and Johnny Cueto. But Wood is the one who's really been affected. He's trying to throw his changeup more and really hasn't had a grip of his slider this month, I would say.
Mark, Wilmer Flores is heating up. Hit his seventh home run down in Anaheim the other day. Had a nice double yesterday. He's got his average up to 260. What do you see different that he's been doing lately?
Yeah, first of all, I think it relates back to the spin rates that a lot of the Giants are just hitting curveballs and sliders way better this month than they had previously. But also, the adjustments he's made, I think, are pretty clear that he like a lot of the guys, is a bit wider. His hands are a bit further back from his shoulder than they used to be. So he's kind of his stance is a living thing and kind of evolves as the season goes. But we saw yesterday, he had the big double. They really need his bat, and even with that double, it was. It was a work for him to get the second. And then it was a work for him to get the third and home on Crawford's single. He is clearly not healthy. The hamstring is still bothering him. But he seems to have turned a corner offensively, and they just can't really be without him in the lineup right now.
So what do you think of Frankie Montas and his slider?
The weekly opposing starting pitcher.
That's correct. I want to make sure you talk about the opposing starter.
No, I've got to be well prepared each time. Montas is a better pitcher than his numbers, I think, suggest so far. He's got the hard fastball, which he throws. I mean, I don't know how many pitchers throw more fastballs than he does. He's also got a pretty big-time splitter, not Gausman-esque, but it is a splitter that might be his best pitch, although he kind of saves it for two strikes. He does have a slider, I believe, although I don't know a whole lot about it. He leads with the fastball. Two fastballs, two-seamer and four-seamer, and that's where he tries to get his outs from.
Mark Sanchez joining us on the KNBR pregame show. We've been talking about most of the guys on the IL, but there's one name that I haven't heard in a while, and that's Reyes Maranta. Do we know anything about what he's up to?
We do, in that he was on the field today. He's throwing, I think, up to 120 feet. I think that's where he's at. There is no real timetable for him to make a return yet, or even a rehab assignment. They're taking it easy with him. And, you know, when he saw a couple doctors, I think it was more surprising, and they said encouraging that, you know, a surgery or something more significant was not needed. So they're taking their time with him, and he's throwing, I think, every other day, and he's now up to 120 feet. But it's going to be a little while before we see him, I think.
Right-handed relief, Maranta is a good example of it, is always an issue here. Rogers has been terrific with the soft contact. Now, how about Brebbia? Where do you see Brebbia fitting in? We've seen him twice now. What do you think of him?
I think he looks healthy, and I think the stuff looks about, you know, you look at the pitch shapes, you look at velocities, and it's the fastball is actually a little bit harder than he was throwing with the Cardinals when he was, you know, one of the better relievers in baseball with three ERA through 3 years. I put him squarely in the category with Dominic Leon and Zach Littell, all these formerly non-rostered guys who, you know, have showed enough that they're now here, and pretty much all of them are pitching well, although Littell has had a couple struggles. But they're trying to find out as much about them before the trade deadline as possible. I think they need a closer, and I think that eventually they'll agree with that too. At the same time, Brebbia looks good. All these righties, I think they've kind of solidified that spot, and that's, you're right, that has been an area that they've needed help on for two seasons now.
Mark, yesterday the Giants committed their 34th error of the season. They're still number one in the National League. But are we going to see the Flores-Dubon combination at third base now until Longoria gets back? Is that how the mix is going to be?
I think so. They just don't have a whole lot of options. When you've got I think they've got seven outfielders right now, if you count Ruff in there on the roster. That's just kind of how their roster is currently constructed, because they don't want to lose Tauchman. They need Wade here for first base. They need Ruff here too without Belt. It's a very outfield heavy roster construction where they pretty much have four pure infielders, and that's including Dubon, who also plays center field. So they don't really have many options they can go to at third. And pregame today, Dubon and Flores were switching off, taking reps there. Neither of them, I think, is who you want to be playing third base, but they're just kind of out of options right now.
I think the offense was going great with Belt in there, with Posey, Belt, Crawford, Flores, whoever hit sixth. They're averaging eight runs a game for a bunch of games. Not having Belt is going to be a big blow to this team, because Ruff doesn't really hit at home. You got Wade, who obviously doesn't even have 100 at-bats yet. Not having Belt in there for me is a big deal.
Absolutely. And even if you relate it back to defense, Flores' throws across the diamond are rarely pretty, and you love to have Belt at first there to pick, or to, you know, be the big imposing guy who can go up for a throw gone awry. But you're right. Belt is as consistent as they come, and I say consistent even though he's so up and down and streaky, but his numbers are always there at the end of the season. It's a big loss, and I think they're now down three of their alleged starting four infielders with La Stella and Belt and Longoria. I mean, it's been the story of the season that it's got to be next man up, but you do wonder at one point, you know, can they keep going with this kind of injury, really, onslaught that they've had?
You see the challenge coming? I mean, look, you're a baseball guy. You're a New Yorker. You know the game. We got July and August ahead of us. You talk about the trade deadline. Will the Giants really get involved? Who knows? What about these next couple of months? How do you feel about them?
I'm pretty confident. I mean, having said that, I guess we're going through all the list of things that could go wrong. We haven't mentioned starting pitching yet, which, you know, they're an injury or two away from really being in need there. They've got a couple guys in AAA that I think they're waiting for, although Aaron Sanchez has another blister issue, and that's just one more thing to worry about. Having said that, I mean, it's kind of the story of the Giants season, that no matter who is playing, there's someone stepping up on pretty much every night. So they don't really have the maybe superstars that other teams have or other contenders have, but what they have is guys 1 through 40 who can step up. And I think that bodes well for the next couple of months because they're not relying on one or two guys.
How's it at the ballpark tonight? What does it feel like?
There are a lot of people here. For me, I'm still adjusting because these past couple of days have been the first days we get Kapler on the field for his media session. And there are all these cameras and a pretty big media scrum, and I'm back to trying to jostle for my space to be able to get the recording in. So that's been fun. But also it's not a sellout, but there have been a lot of people here, or there were a lot of people here yesterday, that even just trying to get food for me at one point, that was a good 20-minute walk to get the food. So it's just jostling around everyone. It'll be fun.
Just make believe you're on the subway. That's all. You've been there before. So just do that. You know that. Elbow your way in.
Shoulder down. I'm a running back out there. Right.
Yeah, you're a subway guy. All right. Mark, have a great night, and we'll talk to you next week.
For sure. Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Mark W. Sanchez on Twitter. Bill, of course, has a great post-game show tonight with Andrew Bailey. And we'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock with the pregame tomorrow morning. And we'll take a break, go up to the booth, and Bill will chat with one of the broadcasters right after this.